other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live, my friends, and I am going to attempt to cover all of this news in the first hour today. It is all accelerating, intensifying. No, you're not imagining things. The world is getting crazier and crazier by the minute. Naomi Prinz, former high-level managing director with Goldman Sachs, will be joining us to break down what's happening in the global economy. Big developments there. Alfred Adask, a patriot publisher of the anti-shyster publication, demonized by a 60 Minutes hit piece, basically implying anybody who questions anything the federal government does needs to be arrested. He'll be joining us coming up in the third hour today. Now, that said, in the stacks of news I have here, every one of these articles is earth-shaking. And this just broke right before I went on air. It's Bloomberg. We're going to get this up on Infowars.com. In fact, I'm going to get Paul Watson on the phone. He should do a blurb on this because we don't just need to post a link to the Bloomberg article and a paragraph or two of it for posterity to prove that it did happen in case they remove it. But we need to point out that a week ago, Pakistan said any U.S. aircraft now, helicopters, coming in over their airspace will be fired upon. And there's two different reports. Either the U.S. helicopters open up first or the Pakistani military opened up first. But this is how World War III starts. This is a nuclear power with mutual aid pact with China. And these people do not play games. Okay, the Pakistanis do not play games. Americans are so used to being able to basically see successful wars against the Arabs. Not that the Arabs don't have courage. They're just historically not very well organized. Pakistanis are a completely different ballgame and will go to war just like that. And the Pakistani troops have bent over backwards. Their military has. They let over 1,000 drones bomb the daylights out of whoever they want in the country. But the Pakistani government said last week, and the president and prime minister said, if you fly helicopters in here unauthorized again, we're going to open up on you. And here is Bloomberg. I've also got the North Georgia Times. I've got the Associated Press here. AP headline, NATO helicopter attacks Pakistani army post. NATO attacked the military. According to AP, they're saying NATO attacked the Pakistani military emplacement base. Here's Bloomberg. Pakistani troops, NATO helicopters clash at border. And we just got General Hamid Ghul on the horn, former head of Pakistani intelligence, three-star general, former tank commander himself when he was just a captain in that long war with the Indians of the disputed Kashmir region. This is some serious, serious news. And I was all ready to go with the other news I've got. Just the news today of the police state. Police publicly pulling people over, stealing the cash out of their wallets, and saying they're doing it. More public schools watching kids over government-issued laptops at home. Courts, Supreme Court of the U.S. now ruling there's no Fourth Amendment. Just police videos everywhere of them arresting people that videotape cops. The cops will come over cussing and just punch them in the face. I mean, the government has gone completely insane. And they've given the green light to hire thugs. And I'm sorry that makes good cops look bad, but definitely the system has given the cops the order to try to intimidate the American people. And as Dr. Pachinik said, that's not going to work. It's actually going to – you can feel it in your gut, folks. Everything's coming to a head. It's just going to get more insane. I'm going to try to break it all down on the other side. But, NATO attacking Pakistan now? I mean, this war is about to start. It could never happen in America, but it's happening right now. Gas prices are exploding past the incomes of millions of families. As gas prices and crop failures push high food costs, you can still get the best food on the planet from eFoodsDirect.com. Demand for food is high, but eFoods Direct has plenty of radiation-free food to meet your needs. With our new triple production capacity, you will get the fastest shipments of food in the country. To help you get the most food possible, when you order three of any qualified pack, you will get the fourth one absolutely free. That's the buy three, get the fourth free food special. Your immediate order will not only freeze the present low food prices, but also guarantee your food availability. Folks, I'm telling you, it is the smart move to go to eFoods Direct right now and buy three of any qualified item and receive the fourth one free. Get the most for your food dollar by calling 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
He looks 5 years younger.
He doesn't fall asleep at his desk like he used to.
He no longer drinks those energy drinks all day.
He used to be gloomy. Now he's upbeat.
He obviously has lost weight.
He's now drinking Moringa in the Morning from BigJoe.us. Moringa is a delicious, all-organic, 100% bioavailable blend from the Miracle Moringa tree, considered by many to be the most nutrient-rich plant ever discovered. Moringa in the Morning will suppress cravings for junk food and energy drinks and make you feel like a kid again. Drink Moringa in the Morning, available from BigJoe.us. That's BigJoe.us. Vibrant health is just a click or call away at BigJoe.us or 800-503-0515. 800-503-0515. That's 800-503-0515. Drink Moringa in the Morning.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This just broke in the last 30 minutes. Associated Press headline, NATO helicopter attacks Pakistani army post. Bloomberg headline, Pakistan troops, NATO helicopters clash at border. What's the backstory on this? More than 1,000 drones are operating, run by the Army and the CIA. Each group has over 500. Operating in Pakistan, bombing and killing whoever they want. And we can pull up the headlines. Anybody can. NATO and U.S. now targeting no-name terrorists. They just see you with a gun in Pakistan running around in the woods, and they kill you. And they bomb weddings. They'll kill hundreds of people to, quote, get one terrorist, and they say that's good collateral damage. And this is designed to destabilize Pakistan. Pakistan has been run by Western-backed dictators for a long time. Benazir Bhutto got into office, didn't go along with it, even though she was former MI6, and they, of course, killed her when she went public and said that bin Laden had been killed and that our government was staging events. Major Pakistani newspapers in the last 2 days are reporting that the West is running al-Qaeda inside the country and is planning to blame it on the Pakistani government. They cite the U.S. CIA agent caught trying to give chemical, biological, and radiological weapons to their Taliban front groups to be, again, blamed on Pakistan. That's a big part of this bin Laden raid. Domestically, it's about setting up a bigger police state, putting out new terror alerts, kicking off Obama's reelection campaign, posing as our savior. But internationally, it's about moving towards the excuse to attack Pakistan and say, oh, look, they were protecting Osama bin Laden. And there's now no doubt that that is where this is headed with the nuclear power. Extremely, extremely dangerous news. Now, remember on May 5th, just a week and a half ago, Pakistan Army warns U.S. not to stage more raids. And then a few days later, their prime minister came out and said that if more helicopters came in unauthorized, that they would be resisted. And so those reports are there for anyone that would like to read them. And the saber rattling is now intensifying and moving into actual violence. This is the Associated Press headline, NATO helicopter attacks Pakistani army post. This is how wars start, my friends. And it says, Dur Ismail Khan, Pakistan AP, a NATO helicopter attack a Pakistani army post near the Afghan border today, injuring two soldiers and further increasing tensions following the U.S. raid that killed Osama bin Laden, Pakistani officials said. And the Germans did this for about 6 months before they went ahead and attacked Poland, is they would have these skirmishes and fire on people, and then finally they just staged an attack on the German base at Gliwice. And then they had newsreels out saying, how dare Poland attack us? And they, again, dressed up some concentration camp victims in German and Polish uniforms, shot them, shot newsreel footage of it, and that's all declassified and on record. And it was how World War II started, with the invasion of Poland. And that's exactly what NATO and the people that have hijacked our country, these big foreign banks, are doing, moving towards. And remember, Cheney, later got leaked and then declassified, did orchestrate with the dictator minion, the dictator-elect, with those staged elections in Georgia, the sneak attack on Russian-held South Ossetia and Abkhazia, and the Russians responded by invading to repulse the attack and then rolled nuclear weapons in, and their chairman, Joint Chiefs, went on television and said, we're preparing to use nuclear weapons on NATO if the NATO aircraft landing with NATO troops did not pull out. And the United States and NATO and Israel was also involved, blinked, and pulled the troops out immediately. Again, ladies and gentlemen, the globalists are very crazy. I mean, they're powerful, they're intelligent, they're smart, but at the same time, they're nuts. They're crazed. Like Dominique Strauss-Kahn. I mean, you can believe one story's fake, but two, three, four, five now. Prestigious reporters saying he goes wild like a chimpanzee. He starts ripping clothes off. This is standard procedure for these people. By the way, the Khan news is coming up. It does look like that he's been protected all these years, and the protection's been removed. It's pointing towards the fact that it looks like he's probably guilty. But this is a setup. The AP, the Daily Mail, all the big French papers are reporting that top spin doctors that work for Sarkozy and one of his aides had twittered the arrest before it even happened, and that's been confirmed. You see, that's kind of like with Kennedy in New Zealand, Australia, and Thailand. Before Lee Harvey Oswald was even apprehended and before his name was released, they did print that Lee Harvey Oswald had shot Kennedy. Within just an hour or so, that was back during the days when we didn't have internet and major cities around the world had sometimes 10, 15 newspapers per city, and they had special editions that would come out. And so they reported within an hour or so of Kennedy being killed that it was Lee Harvey Oswald. He was being arrested right around that time, being picked up. So we're not sure if it was right after or right before. The point is he was coming out of the theater. And that's on record. It's like Building 7, where CNN 1 hour before, but Aaron Brown lived in New York, and he goes, Building 7, the Solomon Brothers building, has fallen into its own footprint. He looks behind him, he goes, at least that's the report we're getting. But BBC didn't really know New York as well, so BBC 24, this is all on record. This is in Terror Storm. We cover it all. history of government-sponsored terror. BBC 24 and BBC World, in the same minute, read the same teleprompter message that the Solomon Brothers Building 7 had fallen into its own footprint from fires, with the building right behind the reporters in both newscasts. And BBC first came out for a year and said that that video wasn't real, which was asinine, on two different channels released by the BBC archive. Then they put out a TV special and admitted, yes, it was our footage, and Reuters, and I'd predicted that because Reuters is their main internal feed, had given them an internal feed that Building 7 had fallen into its own footprint from fires and the whole official story. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the evidence of the setup. How did one top aide and then Sarkozy's top spin doctor, as he's described, his Karl Rove, his David Gergen, how did his David Gergen, his Karl Rove, put this out before he was even arrested, we now learn? They said he's been picked up, he's been arrested, and it turns out that was as the police were about to get to the airport. I mean, this is within 30 minutes of this going on. This is unbelievable. No news, they knew. And now they're saying, well, we had informants in the hotel. I bet you did. I bet you had informants in a New York hotel before it's on the news this is happening. And, again, we've got all those articles linked on prisonplanet.com. That is coming up. Doesn't mean Khan is innocent. But, you know, these guys order hookers like regular folks go to the refrigerator and pour a glass of milk. I would say as often as normal people order a pizza, but most folks only order a pizza every 2 weeks. It's been said that prostitutes in D.C. are as ubiquitous as water fountains. And that's what rich men in this country do. I mean, if you go to Georgetown in D.C. and eat at a decent restaurant, there is the cream of American beauties there. And they're going out and getting in limos with Secret Service there. And if you try to walk out and film it, they will get in your face in a minute. The Secret Service is mainly there for the top people in government to protect the prostitutes and make sure the media. I mean, we've got footage of them disgorging prostitutes at the Watergate. And Secret Service runs over. We've got that footage and starts screaming at us saying, you turn those cameras off right now. You're not going to film this. And they put the cameras down and in went the hookers. And whole floors of the Watergate have the gambling, have the prostitutes. I mean, it's like Valhalla for these men there in D.C. But how did I get off into a story about prostitutes? I forget where that was. I forget where that was going. It's just that we have a very, very corrupt system. And now we have I was talking about Khan, and I'm going to break that down at the 33 after. But in the next segment, I'm going to get into this. NATO helicopter attacks a Pakistani army post near the Afghan border today, injuring two soldiers and further increasing tensions following the U.S. raid that killed Osama bin Laden, Pakistan officials said. A similar event last year in which two Pakistani soldiers were killed prompted Pakistan to close for over a week a key border crossing that NATO uses to ship supplies into landlocked Afghanistan. Yeah, this is just the Cold War against Pakistan and positioning Pakistan to be ready to go to war with the United States and NATO. And the pretext for special forces to be delivered, disgorged to the dispersed thermal nuclear weapons system of Pakistan. I've seen estimates of 25, 50 or more nukes. Israel's got 800 conservatively. China, of course, has got thousands. This is just an absolute disaster. And you've heard General Hamid Ghul here on the radio broadcast, and you've seen the current prime minister say that China is backing them. And the globalists did try to test out Russia. And some good old boys send me emails and say, well, aren't you pro-America? Let's have war with Russia and China. What, after we shipped all our jobs to China? The people running America want to bleed us out, bleed them out. These are international banks who've got private bunkers and private security details who are wanting to play God. And when they're not raping women or you know, dallying with prostitutes. They're planning World War III. You got that?
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Imagine being free of debt in just 12 weeks without payment plans or negotiating or hiring an attorney. 18 years ago, we cracked the code of debt collections and set tens of thousands of people free of their debts. It's called Zero Debt Guaranteed, and it works for all debts.
My wages were being garnished, so I used the program and the attorney dropped the case and he returned my money within 2 weeks.
With Zero Debt Guaranteed, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Call our help desk for lightning fast assistance. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. Call Zero Debt Guaranteed now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256. Or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Alex Jones here with key information. The U.S. government is a Ponzi scheme that relies on the Treasury continuously selling large amounts of government bonds to foreign central banks. With Japan about to become a seller of U.S. bonds in order to rebuild its own nation, and the U.S. antagonizing China by calling them currency manipulators, the Federal Reserve, which is already buying about 70% of U.S. treasuries, will soon be the only buyer left of U.S. treasuries. Our friends at the National Inflation Association believe that the U.S. dollar will soon become worthless, and Americans will see the purchasing power of their incomes and savings destroyed. I strongly urge my fellow Americans to sign up for the free NIA newsletter at www.inflation.us. If you are sick and tired of the economic propaganda and the mainstream media, sign up for free at inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Well, it's a big, big deal to have NATO helicopters, according to AP, open fire on another Pakistani emplacement and to continue to enter Pakistani airspace. This is being done to prod the Pakistanis into doing something stupid. It's very, very simple. And it's very, very dangerous. NATO coalition spokesman Lieutenant Colonel John Duran confirmed there were helicopters flying near the Pakistan border Tuesday and that there was an incident the alliance was investigating, he said. Western military officials said the incident started before dawn when a NATO base in Afghanistan received intermittent direct and indirect fire from a Pakistan side of the border. Two helicopters flew into the area to provide support, one of which fired across the border after twice receiving fire from the Pakistani side, said the official, speaking of condition and anonymity because of the sensitivity of the issue. The Pakistani army said in a statement that its troops fired on the helicopter after it entered Pakistan airspace in the early hours of the morning. Two of its troops were injured when the helicopter returned fire, it said. The attack took place in Datal Kel area of North Waziristan tribal region. The area is known for a sanctuary for Taliban and Al-Qaeda militants and has been targeted repeatedly by U.S. drone airstrikes. NATO is saying they're still trying to determine if they crossed the border, if the helicopter did. I wonder if they crossed the border a few weeks ago with the whole Osama bin Laden fable. And I noticed we've got a report up at prisonplanet.com where they're now adding a satellite dish to the top of bin Laden's compound and then shooting new photos of that so that they can hype it up and claim that that's how he was commanding the worldwide al-Qaeda forces. Satellite dish added to bin Laden compound after dubious videos released by the White House. And the satellite dish wasn't there before, but now they've gone and added one to play along with that entire delusional situation. This is a guy with no internet, no nothing, they first told us, running all these attacks. And he's got a million-plus pages of documents, but they kill him instead of grabbing the greatest intelligence asset ever. But more and more mainstream news articles come out. There was one in The Current last night pointing out that, wow, we went around the college. It's a college newspaper, and most of the people we talked to didn't believe the official story. I mean, no one that I talked to believes it. People say, why'd they throw the body in the ocean? Why'd they kill him if he didn't resist? Why'd they change the story so much? Why'd they put out the fake White House Situation Room photos? It just goes on and on. Some of the other news I'm going to attempt to cover when we come back from break is really the huge news that's out. U.S. outlines global plan for cyberspace. You see, it's a global plan with all the major Western governments and governments that are financed with foreign aid, with U.S. and European tax money. And when they're given the foreign aid, they then have to agree to let X, Y, and Z corporation come in to adopt certain unified systems so that there's a global standardized kill switch. In fact, I saw a CNN headline yesterday. Corporations install kill switches. In fact, will you guys put me that CNN headline up? I want to give the exact headline. I know it's in a link to it's in the tech section also of Infowars.com, or is it in the police state section? And it's media. Mainstream media admitting that there's kill switches being put in. There's the headline, "Why Gadget Makers Wield a Kill Switch." And so because myself and others have been exposing this, now the tech sites and the tech areas of CNN are having to come out and say, yeah, this is why they do it, and they give all these excuses. In fact, I'm going to cover some of that later. Please print that or pull it out of the earlier stack. That's important. But there it is, a kill switch. Now, here's the Associated Press. U.S. outlines global plan for cyberspace, and all the new devices already have it. The satellite triangulation systems off the cell towers, the location systems, the back doors to dial in. All the major software has back doors built in, so governments and private corporations, most intelligence is now gathered by private corporations who can just get away with literal murder and lie and cheat and steal and make up whatever they want to then get government contracts. That's what this is all about. But they're now announcing this global takeover of the web with kill switches, which are really dual takeover switches. And we have this key 10-minute report that Rob Dew and I put together. Excellent work Dew did. Globalist secret weapons exposed. Tech kill chips. Folks are now ready to get the full story. Get that video out to everybody.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time.
General Hamid Ghul is a retired Pakistani Army general known for heading the Inter-Service Intelligence, the premier Pakistani intelligence agency after the Soviet and during the Soviet-Afghan War. Hamid Ghul served as Director General of Pakistan's Inter-Services Intelligence from 87 to 89, mainly in the time of Inazar Bhutto, was Prime Minister of Pakistan. He was instrumental in the anti-Soviet support of the Mujahideen in the Afghanistan War, 79 to 89. He, of course, was involved in several of the big conflicts with India as a infantry commander. And I wanted to get him on because even Yahoo ran with the headline yesterday that the head of Pakistani intelligence currently has now come out and said the West is creating fake Taliban al-Qaeda, trying to give them chemical, biological, radiological weapons to then frame Pakistan. So what General Hamid Ghul said a few weeks ago here on air is now being said by the government itself. And we have the other news that I just covered. NATO helicopter attacks Pakistani Army post, Associated Press. Pakistani military says the helicopters came across the border. They opened up on them, but it's also been reported that the U.S. helicopters may have fired first, claiming they were being fired at from across the border, and that two Pakistani Army soldiers were injured. And Pakistan says it's a serious escalation. General Gul, what you talked about a few weeks ago is beginning to unfold.
Yes, indeed, Alex. I think things are getting worse now because I think the American generals are showing an aptitude for brinkmanship. And they want to trash President Obama's plan to withdraw if he does wish to withdraw. I think the American people are overwhelmingly now looking at Afghanistan a lost cause and that they should not spend even a bullet or a single life we've lost there. But unfortunately, the generals and their backers there in the Congress as well as in the media, they want to press on and they want to open another front towards Pakistan. I don't know. This is a very critical time for the American policymakers. Now, we know that these Tehrik-e-Taliban Pakistan is being sponsored from across the Durand line from Afghanistan, where RAW, the Indian intelligence, and of course Mossad is also in collusion with them. And under the umbrella of the CIA, they are creating problems for Pakistan. They want to create, build a case against Pakistan that it is a failing state, and that a failing state which is under threat of increasingly the Taliban ingress, and therefore it must not possess the nuclear weapons. This is something which is going to be very dangerous because it could very easily, if they try to play games with Pakistan, and let's say they actually come in for our nuclear assets, then it is going to trigger the Third World War, I'm afraid. I don't wish to go into detail of this, but I can tell you that it will ignite an inferno which will consume the entire region and may even trigger a Third World War, like I said. So this is the height of brinkmanship, and it is very unfair to the American people who want this money, $135 billion a year in Afghanistan. They want it to redress their imbalances in their economic system, and they are indebted to the tune of about $14.5 trillion. So it's very unfair to the people of Afghanistan, people of Pakistan, and most of all to the people of America, the way they are proceeding about the whole thing.
General Gul, for new radio listeners that just joined us, it is now in the Wall Street Journal, New York Times, LA Times, that the core group launching attacks on Gaddafi and financed by British and U.S. intelligence, CIA commandos and MI6 commandos is al-Qaeda. Our agents trained in the United States, the leader of the rebels for two decades. Here is Yahoo News and The Nation magazine, even The Nation's own report. CIA's fake Taliban wrecking Pakistan terror havoc. Here's Yahoo News. CIA has created own Taliban to wreak havoc, terror havoc on Pakistan, claims Pakistan paper. And then when I read these articles, it's got the head of the Pakistani intelligence coming out now. And previously, I hadn't heard these type of, incredible statements. We already knew the truth. It's hidden in plain view, and they caught the CIA guy. Now they're reporting with chemical, biological, and radiological, trying to get it to their al-Qaeda double agent CIA people. But it appears to be 100% clear. I'm getting chills talking about it. They're getting ready to try to frame Pakistan and launch some type of military attack on you. And the whole fake bin Laden situation, the killing of bin Laden a few weeks ago, is another way to try to frame Pakistan. What do you make of your government now coming out and being more public and seconding what you have said?
Yes, I've been saying that all along, Alex, and I, on your shows also I've been mentioning this. But now I think the democratic government in Pakistan has come fully on the back of the military institutions. It has passed a resolution, and if it must be read carefully because America values democracy, and it is the representative house which has passed a unanimous resolution, and it should not be taken lightly that Pakistan is a pushover. Pakistan is a very important country, very large country, and people of Pakistan are really angered and enraged against their own institution that they are not doing anything. So I think this charade must end now. This playing along of the military and the ISI along with the CIA's all dirty tricks, it has to come to an end, and I think people of Pakistan are going to take account of all these things, and you may find that America's line of supply may be cut off like it was done in the past for 10 days, one of the routes, only one of the routes. There are two routes which enter Afghanistan, and only one of the routes was blocked for 10 days, and they came because they ran out of the toilet papers and the mineral water and all the others. It's not going to be easy. I don't know why these generals, they are making such huge mistakes. They are being very impetuous about this. This administration, President Obama's administration, is showing enormous weakness. They have got to take a stand against their generals who are adventurous and they want to now go in for Pakistan. It will be a disastrous thing to happen.
General Gould, to be clear, and correct me if I'm wrong, I'm reading this from U.S. papers, but Pakistan did pass a resolution, and your prime minister has said that if helicopters come in with another raid, they're going to basically be shot down. If that happens, then I would imagine that we know the Pentagon is basically trying to start a war with Pakistan, and we have this latest incursion firing on the military base. Can you briefly expand on that? And do you have intel basically to expand on your statement that U.S. generals are trying to continue the wars and trying to basically flee forward and force Obama to continue the wars trying to stir up trouble?
Exactly. They are provoking this conflict, unfortunately. They want to expand and open another front. They have opened front in Libya. And they have gone into it. All the Al-Qaeda members, as you were just mentioning, who were fighting in Iraq, now they are congregating in Libya. So what is this paradox? On the one hand, you are hunting for Al-Qaeda. On the other hand, you are supporting Al-Qaeda. This is a very strange policy which is being pursued. Same for Pakistan. Now, Pakistan has to be treated either as enemy or friend. Now, this is an strange situation, a very ambivalent situation, where Pakistan is being described now as friend as well as enemy. Now, this can't last very long. I think we are a nation of 180 million people. We are a nuclear power, and I can assure you that if they have any designs against our nuclear assets, then they will be making a very huge miscalculation. They must not play this dangerous game. So these generals are out of the control. They are straining on the leash to be launched against Pakistan. And this is not going to work. I can assure you this will be a very great, historic disservice to the people of America.
Well, sir, just a few final questions in the minutes we have left with you. The 2008 report that was leaked to Reuters, where the Bush administration had the plan floated by them, by McChrystal, to launch commando raids on the nuclear launch sites and nuclear weapons program of Pakistan. And, I mean, they've got to know that those forces would be destroyed. They've got to know that's impossible. So that would be a sacrificial gambit with a pawn to have Pakistan crush that pawn and then say we must avenge our troops. I mean, McChrystal was not insane, and Petraeus is not insane. They have to know that Pakistan has a giant, heavily trained military, and that those nuclear bases are heavily guarded, and that it would be a suicide mission. I mean, is this what they're trying to gear up for, or how else are they planning to try to start World War III?
Well, if they try to come in, they will have to attack almost 100 places in Pakistan, not at once, because Pakistan's nuclear assets are spread out. We have always been suspicious of America's design against our nuclear assets, and therefore we have taken good care of it, and our command control system is very good. If they have gotten encouraged because of their raid on Abbottabad, on so-called Osama's compound, and they think that they can repeat it against our nuclear weapons also, I think there could be nothing more harebrained than this particular idea. The sooner they disabuse themselves of this notion, the better it is for all of us.
Well, they're openly floating for now 3 years, special forces attacks on giant Pakistani military bases. I mean, you guys have gone to war with India fighting a much larger force and basically beat them and backed them off. I mean, they're really asking. I mean, this is insane. Clearly, they know it's going to fail. Do you agree with me that that could be a plan to then say we must avenge the American soldiers that died on the raids? Because we know they're not going to succeed. I mean, if they go in, it's a suicide. Trying to go into heavily fortified bunker military bases with helicopters.
Not only that, they will not succeed and they will suffer a lot of casualties. But after that, withdrawal from Afghanistan will become virtually impossible. There is no Gulf of Tonkin adjoining Afghanistan where they could ferry their troops by helicopters to the waiting ships in the Gulf of Tonkin. Here they will have to go through Pakistan. And what will happen then is anybody's guess, and I can assure you, we will come full throttle as far as the American withdrawal is concerned, then this will become an impossibility. So they better not harbor these ideas. They have to withdraw. They have to provide relief to their own people. They are suffering because of economic deficit and shortfalls. They have to take care of the health problems, the health care, etc. We know the problem that America is suffering. So why now open another front? I don't know what has gone wrong. I think there is some very, very dark impulse which is driving them to this madness.
Well, yes, they want to open this up as a front to, I guess, entice China in. A lot of our inside sources say the insane elite that run our system are contemplating having a nuclear war with Russia and China right now. And that they just plan to trigger the whole thing in Pakistan. That's what a lot of our high-level sources are saying, General Gul. In closing, you talk to a lot of the Pakistani elite. You know, you're a three-star general, retired, former head of Pakistani intelligence, highly respected. You're all over international TV, not just Pakistan television. What are the Pakistani elite saying? Because from what I've seen, this is getting them out of the ambivalent, you know, trying to work with the West and bending over backwards, understanding that you better get on a war footing, and it seems to be hardening Pakistan ahead of what's coming. I mean, is that an incorrect summation, and do you see any way out of this?
No, I think they have got to. It depends on the political decision that President Obama has to take, and I think he should take this decision before or around 1st of June so that his troops start withdrawing, as he had promised, so starting from 1st of July, so that their families can celebrate the return of their troops on 4th of July, which is your national day. So I think this ought to be the concern of President Obama. Not the other way around, that you get more engaged and go into deeper and deeper morass. Now, Pakistan is naturally, of course, the mood is very belligerent in Pakistan. We think that we have been terribly betrayed. We have been betrayed in the past, but not to the extent that we have been betrayed now. We have suffered hugely on account of this phony war against terrorism. And Pakistan is now getting closer and closer to China and to Russia. This is the first time that Pakistan has reached out to Moscow. This is amazing now because it is the doing of Americans, because a country like Pakistan, who's been such a staunch ally and who has done so much of service to American, being in the place where they are now, and if we are pushed into the lap of Russia and China wholly, I mean, we go whole hog to this camp, then this is going to be a very major upset for the American strategy.
It's almost like someone wants to destroy America. I mean, looking at this from a geopolitical purview and studying all the different angles and different permutations, it's horrible for the West. It's horrible for freedom. It endangers the entire planet, and the stratagem is clearly during this global depression to try to launch at least a major regional war. General Hamid Gul, thank you so much for spending time with us and adding your considerable gravitas and acumen to our overall analysis. Thank you, General.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Salvador.
All right, there goes General Hamid Gul. Folks, the globalists already tried to start World War III with the Russians, and cooler heads prevailed when the Russians rolled nukes in Georgia, and somebody told Cheney, knock it off, and they pulled the NATO troops out. Again, I'm an American, but the globalists want to position us in this primitive, simple-minded, one-dimensional thinking of, well, if you're for America, let's have nuclear war with China and Russia. Woohoo! And let's get them Pakistanis. Pakistan's been our ally, folks. I mean, this is insane. And yeah, they've got al-Qaeda brigades all running over to Libya, openly run by the criminals that run our government. Our government has been taken over by globalists who want to destroy America, who want to destroy our economy, and who want to get us into wars while they finance our destruction, and then they end up on top sitting over in Europe. And I told you this for years, because in the 30s we got some of the numbers on the Federal Reserve and haven't gotten them since. But you can also go separately study the Federal Reserve U.S. members and then who really owns them. And I told you most of it, more than 70% is what many of our experts have broken down, Ron Paul and others, is owned by European banks. I'm not bashing people in France or Germany or England. It's not about them. It's about the parasitic bank system that runs them, runs us, and you know, I mean, the global bankers put Hitler into power, financed him, financed Stalin, set that whole thing up. That's part of historical record. Goaded Hitler, told him he'd have support invading. The King of England was pro-Hitler. That's why they had Rudolf Hess fly over and try to parachute in and with a peace treaty, and they locked him up with no trial. He was saying, we got a peace treaty with you. We got an agreement. We don't want to go to war with you. That was a deputy Fuhrer, like the vice president, flying over. I mean, they will bring in World War III to get their world government on its ashes. That was always the plan. World War I, League of Nations, World War II, UN, World War III, world government. And, man, this is such a dangerous time. We'll be right back.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello, friends, this is Alex Jones. The earthquake, tsunami, and nuclear disaster that killed thousands of Japanese citizens is nothing compared to the devastation that could be caused by hyperinflation that will soon hit the United States and could lead to millions of Americans becoming homeless, all caused by the devalued U.S. dollar. While the mainstream media continues to ignore inflation, our friends at the National Inflation Association provide a free weekly newsletter that educates Americans of the facts and truth about the U.S. economy and inflation. I urge you to sign up at the NIA's free newsletter at www.inflation.us to learn how you can not only survive, but prosper during the upcoming hyperinflation crisis. Silver has more than doubled since the NIA declared silver the best investment for the next decade on inflation.us. The NIA's team of expert economists are happy to answer any economic questions you have about inflation, debt, currencies, real estate, precious metals, and commodities. Visit inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part? This $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
Come, you masters of war. Here that build the big guns. Here that build the death planes. Here that build all the bombs. Here that hide behind walls. Here that hide behind discs.
I'll hide behind walls and desks.
I just don't want you to know I can see through your masks.
You that ever done nothing.
You that never done nothing.
Except kill and destroy.
But build to destroy.
You play with my world.
You play with my world.
Like it's your little toy.
Like it's your little toy. You put a gun in my hand. And you hide from my eyes. And you turn and run farther when the fast bullets fly. Like Judas of old.
All right.
You lie in D.C.
Here's what I'm going to do. I have absolutely got to take phone calls. I want to take phone calls. But we've got Naomi Prinz on all the huge economic developments, former Goldman Sachs managing director, joining us. Huge developments on that front. I've got the Dominique Strauss-Kahn situation, the fact that they are normally a globalist can rape whoever they want, kill people, and the police won't press charges, especially in New York City. I mean, that's New World Order Central. I mean, the feds can blow up buildings and say they blow them up, and the cops follow orders and say, yes, sir. We're going to say bin Laden did that. This is definitely, and that's what the French, almost to a person, are saying in their polls, believe it's a setup because he was set to beat Nicolas Sarkozy. Notice Strauss-Kahn is the socialist leader. A big banker, 3,000 a night hotel rooms. I didn't even know they had those. Every British, French Airways aircraft had to keep a seat open for him. By the way, you know U.S. tax money goes to the IMF. A lot of the bailout money went there. So that Dominique Strauss-Kahn can have 3,000 a night hotel rooms. But that's only the beginning. These people have created over $1,000 trillion in derivatives. We're going to be going over that. And we've got Alfred Adask, really well-spoken sovereign citizen, you could call him. Publisher of the Annie Shyster magazine, great work for decades. They did a really scary demonization piece, as you know, many of you, two nights ago on 60 Minutes, where they basically tell cops, if somebody is for the Bill of Rights and Constitution, they want to murder you. And they're your enemy, so we need to wage war against them. It's the mainlining of people that know their rights and aren't slaves and say no to the TSA sticking their hands down their pants or who are against the income tax, which you didn't have till 1913, that you're a terrorist. So that's all coming up. And just, again, I scan over the news, I read it, and then I don't get to a lot of it sometimes because it's all so shocking. I've spent most of the hour just on the incredible situation with Pakistan. But I do have a big stack of news dealing with the police state that really illustrates where we're at. Just some of the police state from today. This is every day I see stuff 10 years ago that would have been freaked everybody out. This is how we're being conditioned. But before I go to break and come back and start getting into all this news, I want to just remind all of our great listeners that we have a lot of wonderful sponsors out there that make this transmission possible. People like PureWaterFreedom.com. If you want to affordably remove fluoride from your tap water, visit PureWaterFreedom.com. They have a full line of household fluoride filters. You can even remove fluoride from every water source in your home with a whole house fluoride system. They have a wide variety of filters to remove all types of toxins from your water, including shower and bath. All their filters are made in the USA. Check out their banners at InfoWars.com or PureWaterFreedom.com to take control of your water supply today. And also, don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv. All my films are super high quality. This radio show streaming live in video, the archives of that, higher quality podcast, 15 cents a day, PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.